Anti-Israel Linda Sarsour arrested at Louisville protest. By Penny Star on August 26, 2020. Dozens of protesters were arrested on Tuesday in Louisville, Kentucky, including Linda Sarsour, a far-left leader of the Women's March and outspoken critic of Israel. The protest focused on Breonna Taylor, who died in a police raid of her home in March. Taylor's death is still under investigation. Schools and businesses were shut down in anticipation of violence on the city's streets. Fox News reported on the protest. A crowd of about 300 protesters began gathering at the city's South Central Park around 2:20 p.m. local time for a march to the police department's training headquarters. Later, protesters arrived at Churchill Downs, the legendary racetrack home of the Kentucky Derby, which will be held September 5 after being postponed in May because of the coronavirus. Police soon arrived in the area because protesters were sitting in the street, blocking cars from getting past the racetrack, the Courier-Journal reported. Israel National News also reported on Sarsour's arrest and her connection to the Joe Biden presidential campaign. Last week, the Biden campaign disavowed Sarsour after she appeared at an online meeting of Muslims who will be campaigning for Biden for president. Joe Biden has been a strong supporter of Israel and a vehement opponent of anti-Semitism his entire life, and he obviously condemns her views and opposes BDS, as does the Democratic platform, Andrew Bates, a Biden campaign spokesman, said in a statement Tuesday to CNN, referring to Sarsour's embrace of the boycott, divestment and sanctions movement. She has no role in the Biden campaign whatsoever. But as Breitbart News reported, the Biden campaign privately apologized to Sarsour and other activists. The Middle East Eye reported Sunday that Biden campaign officials privately apologized to Sarsour on a call with Muslim community activists, which was recorded and leaked to the publication. Biden Coalition's director Ashley Allison said she was sorry. Allison said she empathized with the pain that the campaign had caused to Arabs and Muslims by disavowing Sarsour. "I'm sorry that that happened. And I hope that whatever trust was broken, that this conversation is one small step to help build back the trust. But that is not the last time we have this conversation," Allison told the activists. "If Linda Sarsour is the face of the Democrat Party, then the Democrat Party has truly become the party of anti-Semitism and too toxic for American Jews," the Republican Jewish Coalition is quoted as saying in the Israel National News report. Follow Penny Star on Twitter.